And now we have Miss Bonnie Kirk, who's going to play and sing Because You Love Me.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day. I started my Mother's Day out with pancakes and sausage. And we're ending it with steak.
Sorry.
Star Wars?
You loved me. You gave me wings and made me fly. You touched my hand, I could touch the sky. I lost my faith, you gave it back to me. You said no star was out of reach. You stood by me and I stood tall. I had you loved. Each day you gave me, maybe I don't know too much, but I know this much is true. I was blessed because I was loved by you. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me, lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith 'cause you believe I'm everything I am because you love me. You were always there for me, the tender wind that carried me. Dark, shining your love into my life. You've been my inspiration. Through the lies, you were the truth. My world is a better place because of you. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. Were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. You lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith 'cause you believed I'm everything I am, Mom, because you love me. I'm everything I am because you love me.
beautiful, Bonnie. Thank you. Now, Hayden was a tough act to follow, though. The cuteness factor. And now it's time for a message from our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. First of all, I would like for someone to stand. Brent, this is Linda Alton's son, Brent Alton. And you may sit down now, but I wanted, when I saw him, I thought, oh my goodness, he was one of our kids when we went to church in Muncie, Indiana, and see how they grow up. But I have to tell you one thing. We had a great medium at our church one day, and I don't think Brent was there, was he, when Clifford Bias was there? Oh, but I thought it happened at our church. It didn't? I thought it happened. Yeah, what, the hair?
Yes.
Oh, I thought. Oh, I thought it was at our church. Anyway, Linda was so concerned because Brent would spend hours in front of the mirror. And she got the message. Don't worry about him spending hours in front of the hair, fixing every hair in place. There's going to be a day when he doesn't have much. So you see, he's very handsome this way, but the prophecies do come true. But anyway, welcome, Brennan. I almost didn't recognize you today. But happy Mother's Day to everyone today. It's such a wonderful day, and I'm so happy to see so many people here because so many people are away visiting their mothers and on retreats. So thank you for coming, and I see many people out there with all of you. Many mothers and grandmothers here to celebrate with you today. In thinking about Mother's Day, I have to think of my own mother. And in the sweetness of being mothered, I had the realization that probably the truest vibration I ever had of God was through my mother, not realizing it actually until I became metaphysical. That sweetness and that kindness and that cuddling and that unconditional love, no matter what we do, is there, at least from my mother. And I honor her for that today. Mothers have been so wonderful, even if they don't give us verbal language of what we need in our life. Because by looking at how our mothers have lived their life, oh my goodness, what have we learned just by watching? My dad was a Methodist minister. You all know that, most of you. And I remember he had been given this church in southern Indiana momentarily. That church had not had a minister for several years. And when we arrived, we found out that on Saturday nights, the whole church basement had become like a nightclub. There was drinking and dance, and everyone in the church really loved that. People in the neighborhood loved that. Well, back in the day, that was not appropriate for a Methodist church. And so my father stopped that. Well, they also stopped paying him a salary when they stopped that. And just seated here, I remember in all the grace and glory, everywhere we moved, my dad had to drag along our cow. And before we ever got there, he would find a farmer where we could rent space for him to take his cow, a milk cow. And so always, you know, I guess he would hunt for the father cow because she'd have babies from time to time, and that would give us our meat. But we always had fresh butter, milk, cream, whipped cream, all these wonderful things. But when this happened, she decided that she made the greatest cottage cheese. So she started making cottage cheese and sold it to the local groceries. Now, I know that probably wouldn't be permitted today, but I still remember looking in the case at that pure white cottage cheese. And before long, she was selling butter. And then before long, people were coming to the house for that top cream. And in the interim, before things were settled in the community and my father got paid again and we finally moved to a different church, she provided us with money. And that's one thing I have to say about that feminine quality. No matter what kind of mother you have, most mothers never give up, no matter what. They use their ingenuity. They use their talent. They use that creative mind of that Father God coupled with that love of that nurturing Mother God. And when you put those two together, it's unstoppable. My mother left me because of a car wreck when I was 8. And so I was raised by a foster mother. And maybe some of you people can identify with some of this because, you know, since I've been a minister, I hear people say, oh, I didn't have a good mother. I think my mother hated me. Oh, we didn't get along. You know, I don't have good memories of my mother at all. Well, you know, it's okay. Because even if you had somebody you didn't get along with, you learned about the kind of mother you didn't want to be. And you learned about how to nurture maybe for the first time in your life as you gave birth. Nothing ever happens by chance in life. And not even the mothers that we chose from the other side happen just by chance. Because we have learned from Spirit that we choose our families and we choose our conditions before we come, because either it has something to do with a karmic debt or it has something that we need to learn from this family so that we can become more knowledgeable and grow more in a spiritual sense. And maybe it's something we need to learn so we can serve. So even those mothers that we didn't get along with, I tell you, when I first went with my foster mother, it was like oil and water. But you know, I learned so much from her. I learned how to work. And you know, I honestly learned how to serve from her too. And if we're honest with ourselves, we can honor the negative as much as we honor the positive, because it's made us who we are today. And yet I know that sometimes we have a neighbor that mothers us. And yesterday, my daughter and her family came over to help us clean out some sheds and things. Boxes of things we hadn't gone through in years and years and years. And some things I wasn't even aware that I had. But we hadn't gone out there because several years ago we had had a storm. And, oh dear, I'm hooked. There we go. I think I need to take that. Several years ago we had a storm and the water lines broke out there and made everything moldy. So just now are we getting it all out and thrown away. I found a dear card from a lady who was like my neighbor mother to me when I was 5 and 6. You know, Grace Barr, bless her heart, that meant so much to me. It brought immediately that mothering nature that we had, that mothering nature, and we would make scrapbooks together and eat butter pecan ice cream together and listen to music together and use my imagination together with her. But we all have different kinds of mothers in our growing up life that if we look to, we need to honor those mothers in our life. And then we have to think about the great mother, the mother, father, and the great mother. And did you ever think that you're part of the great mother? I read something this morning by Melinda Burns. Mothering myself has become a way of listening to my deepest needs and responding to them while I respond to my inner child. You know, we are all made up of multiple facets. And if we age, sometimes we forget that. I feel sorry for people who have blinders on. The greatest thing about metaphysical people and metaphysical women, most people are very creative. So you see different sides of yourself and different facets of yourself. And in understanding myself and my God self, I understand that my inner child is just as important as that inner mother God. And together, it creates that holiness of who we are. There's also a thing that I found this morning by the poet Sanji. I found God in myself, and I loved her. I loved her fiercely. So in honoring your mothers, the point I'm making, we need to honor ourselves and be happy and grateful of who we are. And even if we haven't been a physical mother to a child, we're always a mother to someone or something. And there are wonderful mothering examples in the animal kingdom. And just yesterday, my little grandson ran in and said, "Oh, Mamma, Mamma, come outside, come outside." And I said, "What, what?" "Mom found baby possums." And I thought, "Oh, no, what are we going to do with those?" Well, anybody that knows my daughter, Melissa, knows killing is not in the picture of anything. Everything is here for a purpose. "Oh, come on, come on, you've got to see him." It was in an old recycling bin. So I looked down there, and there are 11 baby possum. And I don't think I ever could have imagined that those tiny little things could be cute. Sweetest little things with little pink noses. There was even a spotted one. I thought, oh, aren't they the sweetest little things? And then we wondered, well, where is the mother? And in between the rafters, peeking out of the roof, was the mother. I expected it to be hissing, you know, with big fangs like you would imagine. Sweetest little thing. She looked a little fearful, just watching every single one of us. Well, when the rain came fiercely, we all ran to the house. When it finished, my daughter wanted to go out and take pictures of those little 11 possum. They were already gone. That mother had captured them and had taken them somewhere else. And I thought, what a wonderful, beautiful Mother's Day story, that all these things happening round and about us really every day, but maybe we're not aware of it. And last, in closing, I found some affirmations of motherhood viewed mystically, and I would like to share those with you. Motherhood of God. I understand, that physical motherhood is an expression of the creative nature of God's Spirit. As above, so below. I understand that the eternal and infinite creative process of God is made manifest in motherhood. God's love. I understand that God's love for the creation of spirit finds a degree of expression in a mother's love. The giving of life. I understand that physical motherhood duplicates in finite form God's spirit of giving life through the universe. The divine feminine. I understand that even if a woman does not give birth, the divine feminine, with all the qualities of motherhood, lives within her and may be expressed in other ways. Intuition. I understand that intuition is a part of divine feminine in motherhood, or how God's presence lovingly guides the surface mind or the intellect. Meditation. I recognize that my daily practice of meditation opens me to the influence of the divine creative motherhood energy of God to give birth to me the creative ideas and intuitive guidance. Motherhood's importance. A wise philosopher once noted, you can tell the quality of the society by the quality of their mothers. God bless all you mothers and your mothers. And now I would like to take the time to light a candle for those mothers that have gone beyond. Those mothers who have given us love and have educated us in ways that only she could do. And also for all the mothers we've ever had in any lifetime, because we give thanks to them for allowing us to come through their divine essence. And for those of you who are lucky to still have your mothers, this pink candle is for the love that they still share and give, not just to you, but to those all around, and those creative healing moments when they can kiss a boo-boo and it magically goes away. And this candle, this beautiful candle in the middle, is for our Mother Earth. And we thank her for all she's given us, for all the beauty, the crystal waters, the mountains, the breath, oxygen-giving trees, the beautiful flowers, and our nourishment. We bless all of these. And thank you.
What a beautiful message, Connie.